Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Sharks are a little bit tired here, and they want Kaprizov to energetically go into the zone. Kaprizov gets the drop at the red line. He moves in with speed right down the middle. Across the line, little drop pass. Zuccarello's got it back to Kaprizov, and he scores! So Kirill Kaprizov gets the game winner in overtime to make it 8-7, the final in favor of Minnesota. The Sharks fought all the way back from being down by 3 goals in the third period. But the man who comes back from injury is the man of the hour, and there were 2 of them for Minnesota. Joel Eriksson-Ek, 4 goals, and Kirill Kaprizov, a pair, his 24th and 25th of the year. The last one, the game winner. And Marc-Andre Fleury passes Martin Brodeur into first place all time in the history of the NHL for most overtime wins in NHL history with 70.
Yeah, didn't give up. You know, that's something we've talked about since training camp. We're never going to give up. We're just going to keep playing. We could easily, you know, mailed it in there 7-4, and we just kept going. And I got to give a lot of credit.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is a Thursday morning in April. We are not waking up winners, but I kind of feel like regardless of the final score, we are waking up winners in the grand sense of things, because there is no way to look at last night's performances of Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, the two of them combining for 9 points combined, to not feel like the future is very, very bright for San Jose. And I think that last night you got a glimpse of the future, as we've had many glimpses this year. But in terms of those guys turning into the players that they can be on a consistent basis, not that they will be, you know, multi-point scorers every night, or maybe they will be, who knows. But the fact that they have the ability to change games, the fact that they have the ability to break games, the fact that they have the ability to change the entire dynamic of a game, that is what you're looking at with players like Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. And the crazy part about last night is that we're not talking about the goalie of the future, Yaroslav Askarov, with the Barracuda, who blanked Coachella Valley last night in a 1-0 overtime win. That's another aspect of this overall narrative, is that we're seeing the future rise in front of us. We're watching them turn into the players we know they are capable of being. But an incredible performance from 2 of your number one players going forward. And it's like you had Will Smith with the number 4 overall pick. He is playing like a dominant player in the NHL lately. You have Macklin Celebrini. You know, he is the number 1 overall pick. He is a guy who was not touted the same way that Connor Bedard was. I don't care how much revisionist history there is now at this point. He was not touted the same way. And right now, he looks like an absolute generational talent that has changed the entire direction of the Sharks organization and expedited the rebuild. You combine the ability of Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini together, and you have production and ability in a way that a lot of teams in a couple of years are not going to know what to do with. I mean, I have said multiple times before, this reminds me of what it was like when Steph and Klay were bobbing away with the Warriors and they weren't winning a lot of games. They were winning some and making noise, but they weren't the force that they eventually became. But everybody was like, hey, that Warriors team, if they can figure things out, they might be trouble a few years down the line. Well, the San Jose Sharks, I think anybody who's looking at them from a national perspective is thinking, yeah, they're going to be trouble in a few years. Again, Macklin Celebrini, 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 points on the night. Will Smith, 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points on the night. That is an incredible amount of production. And you're watching Macklin Celebrini, who a lot of people had kind of, you know, said he was out of the Calder race. He suddenly thrust himself right back in, and his points per game is higher than Hudson. Now, people are going to look at the overall total when all is said and done, but Macklin Celebrini becoming the first number 1 overall pick since Auston Matthews in 2016 to score a hat trick, that's pretty impressive in and of itself. And, you know, Macklin is not on a playoff bound or playoff threatening team the way that we see with Montreal, but still Macklin Celebrini doing what he's doing on a not good San Jose team, if that's appropriate for me to say, of which I think that it is. You know, this is pretty impressive to watch. You know, I can't say that I know the way that everything is going to work out when all is said and done, but, you know, the San Jose Sharks are looking like a team that is giving themselves a very, very bright future. And you got to give Mike Krier a lot of credit. You got to give, you know, the entire operations, the hockey ops department, a lot of credit for identifying the right guys. But, you know, we're watching all these players come in and perform. I mean, even Tyler Toffoli, who had his 29th of the year last night, only had one goal, but still, you know, when you're coming back from a 7-4 deficit to set it to overtime, you know, everybody plays a part in that. Everybody has a big part in that game. And, you know, just to look at the overall points throughout the game, again, Macklin Celebrini, 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 points. Will Smith, 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points. Tim Liljegren, 2 assists, 2 points. Jack Thompson, 2 assists, 2 points. Tyler Toffoli, 1 goal, 1 point. Alex Wenberg, 1 assist, 1 point. Carl Grundstrom, 1 goal, 1 point. William Eklund, 1 assist, 1 point. Henry Thrun, 1 assist, 1 point. Nikolai Kovalenko, who, by the way, since getting his opportunity in the lineup again, is having some pretty good play. Props to him, but 1 goal, 1 point. Cam Lund, 1 assist, 1 point. I mean, that's the majority of your lineup ending up on the score sheet. And yes, it's a night in which you have 7 goals scored by your team. You're going to see a lot of guys ending up on the score sheet, but that's what you want to see. I mean, you want to see these guys performing when the opportunity is there. If it's a night where it's going to be a shootout, of which I think we kind of got a sense that it was early on, what, there were 4 lead changes or 5 lead changes heading into the third period. Yeah, that's a fun game. That's a really, really fun game. And, you know, just back and forth and really, really a whole lot of fun. The Sharks were up 1-0. They're down 2-1. They tie it at 2. They go down 3-2. They tie it at 3. They go up 4-3. They go down 4. Again, it's tied 4-4, then down 5-4, then down 6-4, then down 7-4. And then, you know, with a good amount of time remaining in that third period, Kovalenko scores to make it 7-5. Celebrini scores to make it 7-6. Late, with 52 seconds remaining, Will Smith makes it 7-7. And then Kirill Kaprizov, in overtime, it gives it an 8-7 win for Minnesota. But, you know, just a whole lot of fun. And we've talked about it a lot this year about, you know, the San Jose Sharks being an entertaining product. Yeah, last night was not the greatest game in terms of, you know, defensive lockdown and net minding that we've ever seen from San Jose. But you don't walk away from that game disappointed. You walk away from that game thinking, oh my God, in a couple of years, the San Jose Sharks are going to be a force. And it might even be sooner than that. I mean, the way that these guys keep on getting better deeper into the year, I mean, everyone thought, oh, Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini are going to hit a wall. They've hit little minor bumps in the road, but then they keep on coming back stronger. They keep on coming back with more ability and more knowledge. And when we put an offseason to the test for these guys, I think they're going to show up next year. They're going to be stronger. They're going to be wiser. They're going to be more experienced. They're going to be better athletes. I mean, these guys, again, Macklin doesn't turn 19 until June. Will Smith just turned 20 a couple weeks ago. When we talk about what they're going to be a year from now, it's a scary idea. And I hope that the Sharks give themselves a chance next year to get into the playoff conversation, because I want to see these guys in big, big games. Some of the stats from the great Darren Stevens last night. Will Smith, second youngest rookie in Sharks history with a 3-assist game. The youngest was Pat Falloon back in February of 1992 against Quebec. Smith is the youngest Sharks rookie to do this on the road. It's the second game in NHL history in which two players in their age 19 seasons or younger had 4-plus points. The other was the Maple Leafs on January 8th, 1944 versus Boston. Jack Hamilton and Ted Kennedy with 4 points each. Yeah, that is pretty remarkable. Fewest career games to 60 points. Macklin Celebrini did it in 66 games. Connor Bedard did it in 65. Some of the other names on here, Sidney Crosby, Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, some pretty big, incredible names on that list. Celebrini is the first player in the NHL history, age 18 or younger, to score 5 goals in a season against the active career wins leader at the time, Marc-Andre Fleury. First hat trick by an 18-year-old in Sharks history last night. I mean, just going down the, you know, list, Celebrini is the third player in NHL history, age 18 or younger, to score 4 goals in a season against an active career wins leader. So that was the previous one. I mean, yeah, this is amazing to watch what last night's history took us down. And again, historic night. You know, you don't get to say that very many times in a loss unless you're talking about generational talents the way that I think that Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini are going to turn into. And, you know, this is a team that has obviously got a lot of work to do. We can't get too excited because the Sharks did walk away with a loss last night. But again, you want to feel entertained, right? You want to feel like you have an opportunity to watch San Jose give you something to talk about the next day. Anybody who's a Sharks fan is going to go to work today and talk to their friends who are Sharks fans about last night's game. Anybody who's a Sharks fan and going to school today and is going to talk to their friends at school about the Sharks, they're going to have a lot to talk about today. You know, families, friends, that's exactly what you want to have as a community to have, be like, hey, did you watch the Sharks last night? Did you see that game? Did you see Will? Did you see Macklin? Did you see Cam Lund? Yeah, there's a lot out of that game last night to be excited about. And I also think that, you know, the quote that you heard from Ryan Warsowski bringing us in, talking about how, you know, this team is never going to quit. They're never going to give up. They're going to keep on fighting to the end. That is something that the San Jose Sharks have been true to throughout the entirety of the season. They continually give themselves an opportunity to win games. And yes, they've given themselves an opportunity to lose games as well. They've had many, many leads that they've taken into the third period and not been able to hold on. They've had so many games this year where they've lost by one goal or one plus an empty net, or these quote-unquote close games. There have been a lot of those this year, and there's been some blowouts as well. Of course, we see all of that. We acknowledge the reality of where the Sharks are right now. They are not a great team. They're not even a good team as of yet. They're not even average. Let's be very, very clear about where they are right now. But again, we've said it all year long that this year is not quote-unquote about this year. And I don't say that in an attempt to be insulting to season ticket holders or people who are paying for their cable packages or buying merchandise. No. I say that in the sense that we all knew that barring some sort of generational miracle, that the Sharks were not going to be able to put forth some incredible Disney-like season that had them in the Stanley Cup final or even the playoffs. What we did feel is that this year would serve as an opportunity for their young talents to develop and give everybody an idea of what this team was headed for in the future. And I think that is very much what we saw in the game last night. Particularly, we saw exactly what these young players have a chance of becoming, what they have the ability to do in the here and now, and why we should all be very, very excited about what is coming next. And, you know, I went to bed last night not frustrated with the loss. I mean, yeah, I wish the Sharks had won, although I don't hate that we are still 3 points behind Chicago with, you know, now being equal in games played with them from here on out, as they had one more game played than us heading into last night's game. But I guess, you know, 3-point deficit, I'll work with that. But you know, that was a fun game. I think that that's just what I walk away from, is I enjoyed last night's game, you know, regardless of the outcome. I don't love losses. Nobody ever does. But you watched Macklin and Will in particular, the two guys that have had all the pressure and all the focus on them the entire last season. They even stepped it up another level. They're showing that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, even in the midst of, you know, being on a losing team, going through as much as they have this year, the learning experience that they will look back at in year number one, they've come through with phenomenal performances as we've gotten later into the year. And, you know, we've heard it from players talking about, hey, they don't care that, you know, they've been eliminated from the playoffs. They're still going to go out there and play hard. And, you know, Minnesota, a team that is fighting for a playoff spot right now, they played them all the way, you know, as much as they could take. You know, they are now tied in the wild card. They have one game in hand on St. Louis, but both those teams have 93 points. And, you know, they needed to win that game. That was a much bigger game for Minnesota than it was for San Jose, but San Jose played it like it was a playoff game. And I'm excited to see what they do in their next game now going up against Edmonton. Obviously, Edmonton, very dangerous team. I'm not going to be surprised if they are in the Stanley Cup final again this year because they have McJesus. But, you know, this is another opportunity for them to play against a team that's playing much bigger games than San Jose is, but it's going up against some of the best talents in the world, and you would like to see what Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith can do against some of those best talents in the world. I want to see them play these games like playoff games. I want to see them go all out. I want to see them keep fighting. I don't like the way that last year ended. I don't blame the guys for the way that last year ended because that was a lot to take. It was a bad year. There was not light at the end of the tunnel like there was this year. There was not as much talent on the squad. But it was not fun to end that way with just the team getting pushed around and knocked out. And it was like, eesh, this is tough. This is rough for everyone to take. And I think that it's very clear to acknowledge that. I don't think there's anything that's wild about what I'm saying in that capacity. But it wasn't fun to watch them get blown out. I you can come up with all the excuses of why they were getting blown out at the end of last year. I think the Sharks flirted with that right at the end of March when they got beat by New York and LA, but now they have gotten themselves consistently into some, competitive games. They lost 4-3 in a shootout to Anaheim. They lost 3-2 in a tight game against Edmonton. They lost 5-1 to Seattle, a game that I felt was more competitive than the scoreline. They probably deserved a little bit more, but, didn't feel the same way as the Rangers or the LA game. Then they lost 3-2 to Calgary. Again, competitive game. Take no qualms with it. And then last night, they lose 8-7 in overtime, which, yes, is a weird scoreline. 15 goals scored is not something you're expecting to see very often. But again, you give San Jose a lot of credit. They fought their way back from a 7-4 deficit, tied it, sent it to overtime. They kept on fighting to the end, and now they've got 3 more games on this road trip and 4 more games in the season in which they can continue to prove themselves. All right, let's get into some of these highlights last night, because what an absolutely wild game. Tyler Toffoli striking first for San Jose.
The captain, Jared Spurgeon, throws one in, batted down by the glove hand of Georgiev. Couldn't quite hold on to it. The Sharks do get it up the ice, and Wenberg flips it rink wide. Here comes Ferraro across the blue line. Stick handling. Sends it in deep to the Minnesota zone around the boards. There's Wenberg to work it free. Centered out in front by Eklund. Here's Toffoli. Shoots. He scores! Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund, and the Sharks take the 1-0 lead with 7:49 to go in the first period.
So a 1-0 lead for San Jose. Then about 2 minutes later, as the Sharks keep on surrendering goals very quickly after they score this year, that narrative is not going away. Marcus Johansson scores to make it a 1-1 game.
Here come the Wild on the left wing side, and that's a great job by Lucas Carlson to slow things down just a little bit and cause a turnover of the puck, but stickless Thrun still without it, now has one from somebody, and the Wild shoot it anyway and score. So Henry Thrun just gets a stick back, backskated into a good position, but from long distance, Minnesota gets the stick of Marcus Johansson, throwing it toward the goal, and he should get credit for it up top. It is 1-1.
Then, with just over 1 minute and 10 seconds left to go in the first period, Minnesota would take the lead. Brock Faber with his 9th of the year, assisted by Matt Boldy to make it a 2-1 Minnesota lead.
Boldy's got it. Stick handles from the left corner right out in front of the backhand. That one off the crossbar. That was an incredible play by powerful Matt Boldy. He's done that a lot against the Sharks this year, and very fortunate that that puck did not go in.
Well, yeah, he faked that forehand shot there and goes to the backhand. He rips that thing up high.
Now he throws back to the point. Faber shoots. Score! That one went off the post. You can hear that all the way out in Matamidi. That was how loud that was. And Faber was able to knock that free onto that set up by Matt Boldy's great shift.
So it's 2-1 Minnesota heading into the second period. It's about time for Macklin Celebrini goal, assisted by Jack Thompson and Will Smith.
Thompson on the point grab, shoots one wide. It popped back to Ferraro, left point in the Minnesota zone. Sends behind the goal line to a back skating Will Smith. Swept it off the boards. There's Thompson stopping it, shooting it. Save made, rebound, score! Macklin Celebrini right in front of the net. Ties the game 2-2. And Macklin's lengthy goalless drought comes to an end. And San Jose's all even.
That was Macklin's first goal since March 15th against Washington. Yeah, he had been putting up the assists, but he had not been able to find the back of the net. And he breaks through in a big way last night. That was the first that he scored on the night. But again, the shift after a goal. This keeps on being problematic for San Jose. Joel Eriksson-Ek gives Minnesota a 3-2 lead.
Now here comes Minnesota moving in. A chance for Foligno and a sprawling stick save made by Georgiev. Another stop, but then they score. Alexander Georgiev with two spectacular saves off Foligno, but big Joel Eriksson-Ek, you can't move him in front. And as he scrambled around to get back into position, Eriksson-Ek back in the lineup tonight after missing 22 of the last 23 games with an injury, makes it 3-2 Minnesota.
But the Sharks push right back. Carl Grundstrom with his 3rd of the year to make it a 3-3 game.
Poked away by Ferraro and grabbed by Barkley Goodrow. Knocks it off the right wing glass and gets it out of the zone. But the Minnesota Wild fans really letting their team hear it as they are pushing as hard as they can. Moving in, Grundstrom fanned on it. Taking it back, Lund the shot, save, rebound, Grundstrom, score! Carl Grundstrom bangs that into the net. They're calling this a goal, and Grundstrom with a gigantic pushback for the Sharks evens the score at 3.
So San Jose not going away, and then 4 minutes later, Macklin Celebrini with his 2nd of the night, assisted by Will Smith and Timothy Liljegren.
What a masterful defensive play by Celebrini now as he stick handles down the right side and buys some time. Digs the puck free, holding onto it, tipping it to the right. Liljegren's got it, moves down the wing, stick handles deep to the corner and puts on the brakes. He rims it around near side. There's Celebrini with it. Reverses the puck to Smith behind the net. Back for Celebrini. He shoots and he scores. Macklin Celebrini in a give and go with Will Smith. A spectacular play from start to finish. The Sharks lead 4-3.
All right, are we having fun yet? Now we've got the pushback from Minnesota. Kirill Kaprizov scores at 17:02 of the second to make it a 4-4 game.
Wild keep it in. They're still on the power play. Zuccarello the shot. Blocked there by Liljegren. Shot by Kaprizov. He scores. Kaprizov got the rebound in the right circle. Ferraro was there defending, but Kaprizov is so quick with a stick. He moved it to his forehand and snapped it, and he barely had enough space to get it by stick side on Georgiev, and that makes it a 4-4 game for Minnesota. Kirill Kaprizov scores on the power play.
But the Minnesota Wild were not done. They would take the lead with little time remaining, just 12 seconds left in the second period. Eriksson Ek making it a 5-4 game.
Here's Boldy, back skating to the middle, throws left circle. Zuccarello looks for Kaprizov. There he is. He tried to throw it to the net. He didn't get all of it, and it was blocked by Ferraro's stick. Now Boldy the shot. Blocked in front. Knockdown. Save. Score. Mario Ferraro was down and shaken up in front of the net. He is in pain, bent over at the edge of the goalie crease. But Matt Boldy sent the puck toward the net with Rossi involved, and that puck, after Georgiev made another spectacular save, bounced out in front. Ferraro couldn't get it because he was doubled over, and the Wild able to somehow jam at it and poke it in.
Let's go early into the third period now, and yet another goal, a hat trick for Joel Eriksson Ek.
Now it's Zuccarello on the point. Cross ice, Boldy back to Zuccarello. He shoots, save, rebound, poke that, score! That's Eriksson Ek. He's going to get the hat trick right in front of a goal, winning the physical battle, making it 6-4 Minnesota. The Wild have scored 3 power play goals in 4 attempts tonight.
I don't love to talk about the officiating, but I will point out that the Sharks did not have any power plays last night, whereas Minnesota had 4. I thought there were a couple times where the Sharks could have had a power play. Anyway, I digress. So at this point, it is a lead for the Minnesota Wild, 6-4. And then we get yet another one from Joel Eriksson Ek, his 4th goal of the night, assisted by Matt Boldy and Marcus Foligno. It's 7-4 Minnesota.
Off the faceoff, centered, and Eriksson Ek going for 4 goals, rips one wide of the net. Man, oh man, a Shevitz. These guys are really playing great hockey here, coming back from injury. Boldy, 4 assists for the first time ever. DeCandles throws it to the slot. Eriksson Ek scores. That's 5 assists for Boldy and 4 goals for Eriksson Ek. It's 7-4 Minnesota.
Credit to the Sharks. They did not back down. About 2 minutes and 20 seconds later, Nikolai Kovalenko responds to pull the Sharks within 2.
Good job, Will Smith there. And he snaps one across the rink, and Macklin Celebrini carries to center ice. Lead on the right front. Protects the puck, gains the zone. Celebrini centers. Here's Kovalenko. Score! Macklin Celebrini has just become the all-time leader for the San Jose Sharks. Most points in a season by a rookie. And it comes on an assist on a goal by Nikolai Kovalenko. It makes the score the Wild 7 and the Sharks 5.
So the Sharks have life, but there is a ways to go in terms of time and in terms of deficit. But at just about the halfway mark of the third period, Macklin Celebrini scores to make it 7-6, getting his first ever hat trick in the NHL.
Here's Will Smith in the offensive end, taking a look, moving behind the goal, centering for Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini, his first National Hockey League hat trick from Will Smith. And the Sharks make it a 7-6 game, and there's still time.
Assisted by Will Smith and Jack Thompson. Yeah, that is a lot of young talent combining to get big goals for San Jose on the road with time winding down in the game and in the season. It's 7-6, still a lot to go. The Sharks would not give up. And finally, with 52 seconds remaining, Will Smith scores his 17th of the year to make it a 7-7 game.
Off to the left side of Fleury, Toffoli right in there, hammering at the puck, Smith digging it free, trying to get it loose, he pokes at it, he hangs on, he gives it to Toffoli, who rims it around all the way to Celebrini on the point, throws it across, Liljegren holds it, dishes off, Smith shoots, score! there. Will Smith just tied the game. 7-7 with a spectacular wrist shot that went off the post and into the net. 50.4 seconds remaining in the game, and Will Smith has 4 points.
An incredible comeback for San Jose. Let's go overtime.
The Sharks are a little bit tired here, and they want Kaprizov to energetically go into the zone. Kaprizov gets the drop at the red line. He moves in with speed right down the middle. Across the line, little drop pass. Zuccarello's got it back to Kaprizov, and he scores! So Kirill Kaprizov gets the game winner in overtime to make it 8-7, the final, in favor of Minnesota. The Sharks fought all the way back from being down by 3 goals in the third period. But the man who comes back from injury is the man of the hour, and there were 2 of them for Minnesota. Joel Eriksson-Ek, 4 goals, and Kirill Kaprizov, a pair, his 24th and 25th of the year. The last one, the game winner. And Marc-Andre Fleury passes Martin Brodeur into first place all time in the history of the NHL for most overtime wins in NHL history with 70.
A pretty remarkable night of hockey. Yes, the Sharks do not walk away with the win, but you get more of that glimpse of the future. Will Smith, Macklin Celebrini, just an incredible output from them. A great effort from the team, and they walk away with a point, so their hard work is not all for naught. And now they go into the game against Edmonton coming up on Friday night. But let's get some more post-game reaction. Let's hear what Macklin Celebrini had to say.
I think you go through ups and downs throughout the season. It's long and it's grueling. It takes a lot out of you, but I think we whenever you're not feeling it, you want your teammates to kind of carry you, and that's kind of what it's all about. We have a great group of guys in there, and we battle hard every night.
Yeah, he was asked whether or not he was surprised that he's still performing at this high level at the end of the year. And, you know, he's been going through a lot this year. He's been experiencing the grueling nature of the NHL for the first time. And to his point, you know, there are ups and downs. He hadn't scored since March 15th, but now he comes back with a big night last night, a 5-point game, 3 goals, 2 assists. He's going to be on everybody's talking points today throughout the NHL, and he's given himself a great opportunity to continue to get back into that Calder race. So, yeah, pretty fun right now. And, you know, for the Sharks, it's a lost season in the sense that they're not making it to the playoffs, but they are maximizing this in terms of development for their young players. Will Smith was asked about his on-ice chemistry with Macklin Celebrini as the two combined many times last night.
Yeah, I think it's big. I think everyone knows how much we hang out, and we're obviously together a lot. So on the ice, it helps, and it makes it a lot more fun.
I mean, this is one of the things that we've seen all year long. These guys are friends off the ice. They know each other pretty well, and they're knowing each other that much better on the ice. It's a great dynamic that they have here in San Jose, and everyone across the NHL has seen how much fun these guys are having. Just very much in the same way we used to look at Stephen Clay, or we looked at Tim Lincecum and Brian Wilson, or, you know, you look at all the parallels you had on these previous teams in the Bay Area that were populated by young players. You saw guys having fun. And obviously, you know, it's not necessarily fair to compare them to teams that ended up with multiple championships the way the Giants and the Warriors did, but I mean, you would hope that that's what this is building towards, that these guys are going to continue to have fun. They're going to continue to have more and more success. I think they're both exceeding our expectations for what these rookies would do in their first season in the NHL. I know they're exceeding my expectations, and I had pretty high hopes for both of them, but to watch them perform at this level, it's been pretty fun up to this point, and they are not slowing down as the season comes to a close. So yeah, that was a pretty fun one last night. Let's hear from head coach Ryan Warsowski, his thoughts about what watching this game from the bench was like.
You know, obviously we're not liking the back and forth. I would say John Hines would probably say the same thing, as this league is about defense. You can't win in this league unless you defend. The team that wins the Stanley Cup will be the team that's probably one of the best defensive teams. They defend with purpose, they defend with urgency, they protect the middle of the ice. So what I'm thinking is we have a lot of work to do defensively. And in the moment, we want to just keep playing. I think we had success when we have a real simple game. We break out, execution's good. We put pucks behind them. It's really a simple, you know, blueprint of how we've had success. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, create wins and goals, but it creates momentum, and we needed to get back to that. So again, credit to the group. You know, we could have folded, and we really pushed there in the third.
No pun intended, a wildly entertaining game between San Jose and Minnesota last night. An 8-7 overtime loss, but you get a glimpse of the future in what Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith can do, and I'm sure the rest of the NHL is not looking forward to what that duo will be in short order. We will see you on Friday, 6:30 go time, 6 o'clock pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network, as the Sharks are in Edmonton taking on the Oilers. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.